This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight. Broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard for all those, and all those, by the way, who are helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, for all those that are out there working right now in the Third Watch, whatever it is you're doing, however you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now you can follow us on Facebook, too, by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from UndergroundUSA.com, we have Frank Salvato. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, since yesterday, Frank, and we're going to jump right into the Ukraine situation, since yesterday, a couple things have changed. Well, I see three things. I'll do it in this order. Number one, the Ukraine's troops, the military, with the help of a Turkish drone that may have been operated by a Turkish operator, took out an entire military convoy of 40 vehicles and destroyed it and killed everybody in it.
Yeah, you have to love technology when you hear things like that. You know, that one of the superpowers on the planet is having a tough time doing what they used to be able to do in the days past, and that's roll into a smaller country. Ukraine is giving them the fight of their lives, and the stories that are coming out about this, and a lot of the other efforts that are being enjoined in with people around the world, actually. Boy, talk about a fight against good and evil. There are some very good stories coming out about this.
And we're going to get into this right now, because here's a really good story. We have this group called Anonymous, which likes to go and hack people and things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they decided to go after some Russian targets. They hacked not only Gazprom, but they hacked the Russian Ministry of Defense. And as a result, we have reports starting yesterday, and you know about it because you wrote about this. We have reports starting yesterday where the Ministry of Defense in Moscow could not transmit with either their nuclear division, number one, or their troops in the field in Ukraine, number two. Now, about 10, 15 minutes ago, I got that same report updated for the second day in a row.
Yeah, they even hijacked Putin's luxury yacht by getting into the navigation system. You know, if you remember the group Anonymous, about, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 years ago, we were all up in arms about this hacking group that was hacking in and grabbing information, helping Julian Assange and WikiLeaks, and everybody was going, they must be stopped. Well, be careful who you say your enemies are, because these guys were the scourge of the earth 15 years ago, and now, today, they are doing one hell of a job to keep Putin from being able to talk to his nuclear force. You know, these guys are doing it, and they're relentless, and they're decentralized. It's not like Putin can send a drone over and bomb a building. They're a network conglomerate from all over the world who are enjoined in this, and they're on the side of the Ukrainians. So, you know, you always have to look at both sides of the story and both sides of an initiative before you condemn something, and this is a great lesson in that.
I'm going to read the official Twitter report that that Anonymous put out yesterday, and this is a quote. The Anonymous Collective is officially in the cyber war against the Russian government. Their targets will focus on Putin's government, including the defense ministry, websites, and infrastructure. Bingo.
Yeah, and they're very overt about it. As a matter of fact, if you want to follow them on Twitter, just search them, and they come out with postings whenever they do something in that realm. Yeah. And, it makes you smile. It's a very serious issue, but it makes you smile to see how easily they can get in to do some amazing things when it comes to disrupting. And God bless them for doing it in this instance.
Yeah, and if you want to follow them on Twitter, their Twitter handle is at Your Anon, A-N-O-N, Your Anon, A-N-O-N, 1, O-N-E, Your Anon, 1. That's Twitter.
Yeah, and there's another one. So I think it's at Your Anon News is another one as well. But they pop up, and you're going to be amazed at what they're doing. So, you know, keep abreast of it, because what they're doing is incredible. It's what you would expect our NSA to be doing and our cyber warfare people to be doing had we been engaged directly in this effort. So I'm happy to see it.
All right, hold that thought, Mr. Frank. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. We're going to take a little break, pay a few bills, and we'll be back talking more about what's going on in the world in which we love and live in. And Russia is in big trouble right now.
Professor of Politics, there's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce. Heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, we are going to do it, and thank you very much, Frank, and we'll be right back to Frank in just a minute here. But, you know, it's amazing to me how Moss Nissan up in Newport Richey and the other dealerships get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, Florida, Tampa Bay, up the East Coast of the United States, the Upper Midwest, and all the way out as far as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. As a matter of fact, their motto is, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And they try to strive and live up to it every day. Now, it starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection there either. They've got hundreds of vehicles right now for you to choose from. And let's not forget the codes, the colors, the accessories, all the stuff that you want. I guarantee you, you'll find it there. Now, clean trade-ins, oh boy. If you don't know this already, folks, hold on to your seat. Your certified, in good shape, used vehicle can make you and get you another 35 to 37% in trade-in value or sales value. So it's worth more money. And also, don't forget they are the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors too all get great deals offered to them. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And don't forget an all-brand-new Nissan dealership coming to Brooksville in about 2 months or so. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget Newport Richey, the flagship store, is only about 40 minutes north of Tampa. You can save thousands of dollars on your car purchase there. Check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Thank you, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
I want to get into something before I take the caller on the line, and I want to talk about this Russian nuclear deterrent force that Putin put on high alert. Well, that's fine, but after he did that, and after we just got done talking about Anonymous, he wasn't able to communicate with them.
Yeah, that's just the idea that he's actually saber-rattling about his nuclear force is concerning. You know, especially with the rationale he's using to actually want to engage with it.
He said he was afraid of a dirty bomb coming from the Ukraine. Are you kidding me?
Well, and he said that there was aggressive language coming from NATO.
Yeah.
You know, this guy is trying to set a narrative based on false. It's a false flag operation.
Mm-hmm.
He's using it to rationalize what he's doing and defend himself. Not to the world, because he doesn't really care what the world thinks. He doesn't care what NATO thinks, the U.S., anybody else. He's got his partnership with China. Right now, China is refusing to condemn, and they're hands off on this. He's doing this to appeal to the Russian people.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at what's happening in the streets of Moscow and St. Petersburg, it doesn't seem to be going swimmingly for him. Not a lot of people are believing the propaganda campaign that he's trying to execute there.
Nope.
So we should all keep an eye on what's happening internally in Russia, especially in the larger cities like Moscow and St. Petersburg, Minsk and the rest, to see what the Russian people are actually doing about this, because when you see pictures of thousands of people in the streets of St. Petersburg protesting in Russia, that's something that's unheard of.
That's right.
In Russia. You know, the police come out and they start beating and arresting people. You never see them again.
Yep.
So, you know, we're talking about the courage of the Ukrainian people here. Let's also talk about the courage of the people who are in Russia who are standing up to what Putin's trying to do. They deserve on the pat on the back as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines. I'm not sure, but I think I know who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This is Eric in East Tennessee.
Listen, I got a question before you start.
Yeah, roger that.
Have you ever been stuck in the mud with your 4x4 up to the axle and couldn't get out?
Yes.
Guess what? That's the analogy you could use for Vladimir Putin and the Russian army today. Go ahead.
Quagmire, mud bogging, swamping. Yeah, they're with the wrong set of tires on. Yep. I get it. I understand that. Okay, now here's my thing, and this is by no means pro-Russia, anti-West, whatever. Okay, Anonymous. Back in the day, Anonymous was hacking anyone and everyone.
Yep.
When that information it was being released from stuff going that went down with the George W. Bush administration regarding Iraq,
right.
No one liked it. Oh, Lord, Anonymous is bad, right? Okay, the left encouraged it because it was all about freedom and democracy.
Mm-hmm.
So then Anonymous starts releasing information from that the left did. Oh, Lord, everything's coming. The cats and dogs are living together, mass hysteria. We need to shut this down, this, that, and the other. Okay, and that happened. And then Julian Assange somehow magically gets arrested. Yes, he was with WikiLeaks. But they're kind of working together if you see the layout. Okay, excuse me, number two. So you got this Anonymous stuff going on. Anonymous was also involved in pushing the Q narrative back in the day. Does everybody remember Q?
Correct.
Okay, a lot of people speculate Q was a deep state operation in order to keep a lot of these patriotic Americans who are a little bit gullible and wanting to believe in something and not do anything. It was an information and suppression operation to keep people down. People need to look up Operation Trust, which came out of the former Soviet Union that helped track down, quote-unquote, Russian, former Russian patriots against the Bolsheviks and all the Stalinists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that summarizes number one. I'm highly suspicious that Anonymous is going to hack into the Ministry of Defense and affect nuclear communications of a nuclear superpower. Does anybody remember watching Hunt for Red October and other Clancy books and just reading the news? Once that order is sent, they follow the last order received into discussion.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't have calm and they can't get comms, guess what happens? happen. People start turning keys. This is not a joke, okay? Anyone rooting for this should really, I can understand rooting for the principle of it, but the seriousness that this has gone on, I am willing to, I'm not going to bet anything. I know, and people know, that if once, how should I say, nuclear tubes are spun up by one side, the other side immediately goes into a defensive posture and spins their tubes.
Oh, I know.
And go, you know, you follow how this is going there?
I know how that works for the last communication.
Right, okay, so you're following me. There are probably birds aloft and birds in the tubes waiting to go fly around somewhere.
You bet.
Sitting at depth somewhere, hovering.
That's what the high alert is.
Okay, so you follow me. This is
I
not
do.
A joke, mm-hmm. okay? So now you got a Turkish, the report is a Turkish citizen flies a Turkish drone, mm-hmm. probably using Turkish munitions provided by either the former Soviet Union or NATO, allegedly hits a 40 vehicle convoy. Guess what? NATO just attacked a convoy. This is not a joke. This is how global wars start. Mm-hmm. This isn't, you know, Archduke Ferdinand getting assassinated, you know, or anything like that. This isn't a false flag.
Okay, well, let's let Frank cut to the question here because it is his segment. So,
yeah, well, Roger, I just want people to realize that this is not a joke.
I know.
Okay, thank you very much,
Eric.
Yeah, Roger, that's right.
All right, let me just interject one last thing, Frank, and then you take it away. What he said is true. There are birds in the tube because that's what a high alert is.
There were birds in the tube as soon as Putin saber rattled about talking to his nuclear forces.
Right.
To think anything else is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how we operate. Our nuclear is the second somebody saber rattles about nukes, whether it's a suitcase nuke or an ICBM, our strategic command goes into gear. That's just the way it is. And not just ours. China's, Israel's, everybody else who is a nuclear power. Everybody went on the high alert.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was irresponsible for Vladimir Putin to be talking about that. Mm-hmm. Talking about Anonymous and thinking that they can actually hack in and launch is war games movie stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The redundancies that make sure that can't happen are in place. What Anonymous is doing is interrupting communications.
Mm-hmm.
And they're white-hatting it this time. So I don't buy in at all. To the idea that they would hack it into a point where they would be wanting to launch anything. That's not what Anonymous is about.
Mm-hmm.
They are they're an information disruptor.
Mm-hmm.
They are not a facilitator, so I don't buy into that theory at all.
Well,
now, when you're talking about Turkey,
mm-hmm.
you know, that was not a NATO order. That was Turkey that actually helped up with the drones. So, you know, you've got to differentiate between whether NATO gave the order or whether Turkey did.
All right, hold that thought, my friend. And Frank's going to stick around for a third segment here. And we're waiting on a call from someone. And I'll get into that in a minute here, but I'll be right back. And good morning, George. Good morning to Godfather.
Politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Russian war in Ukraine enters its fifth day. Over the weekend, many countries expanded their sanctions against the Russian aggression. Switzerland, often a neutral country, on Monday is set to review its potential sanctions and asset freezes against Russia. Putin responded to all the pushback by putting his nuclear weapons on high alert. The BBC translates.
Top officials of leading NATO countries are making aggressive statements about our country. Therefore, I'm ordering the Minister of Defense and the Chief of the General Staff to put the strategic nuclear forces on special alert.
The office of Ukrainian President Zelensky said a delegation would meet with Russian officials for talks near the Belarus border on Monday. Vaccine passports will no longer be required in New York City starting March 7th. Mayor Eric Adams said Sunday he plans on lifting school mask mandates then too, barring major infections. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Okie dokie, thank you very much, Jeff, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your Captain Matt Bruce, and I take a product called Relief Factor religiously every day, at least once a day, sometimes twice, and occasionally three. Well, over the weekend, I had to take it three times on Saturday because of where I was at and what I was doing. And my leg and my ankle and my foot started to bother me because I was at a venue from 8 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock at night. And I was doing everything from sitting to standing to walking, and it just, the whole thing got to me, and I have to keep the swelling down on my left leg. So that's what I did, and that's why I take this, because this product, Relief Factor, does just that. Now, it's because of the ingredients in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which are all natural ingredients, which helps the body's natural response to pain and inflammation. And it works. That's why I'm taking it. That's why I'm telling you about it. 7+ years I've been taking it. It's 100% drug-free. It's also 100% botanical and fish oil product with key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. So, go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, you get the 3-week quick start and away you go. And if it works, you just stay on it and you just keep on taking it. Now, it works for me. That's why I'm telling you about it. So there you go. All right. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Thanks for sticking around, my friend.
Absolutely. Anytime at all.
The Chechen, we used to call them rebels, right? The Chechen Special Forces are now, and this is a group called the Hunters, I love that name, have now been unleashed in the Ukraine to detain or kill a set of specified Ukrainian officials. Now, this is not good news for the Ukrainian folks, the politicians, because they better be watching their backs, their sides, their rears, and anything else they got to watch.
Yeah, this is an assassination squad that's been engaged with a certain set of people. Now, they may have started with political leadership. I'm sure that sphere has spun out to include military leaders now that they're seeing how the Ukrainian army is performing.
Sure.
But these are some bad, bad people. They are battle-hardened, they are dedicated, they are mission-focused, and they are lethal. So this is not a good development that came out of the news this weekend where the battlefield's concerned and where Ukrainian leadership is concerned. I wanted to circle back. I hate using that term because of Jen Psaki, but it's just appropriate.
Yeah,
I wanted to circle back to the idea that if a NATO country acts, then it's an act of NATO. That's not the case. If that's the case, then it was a NATO operation in the Falklands. If that was the case, then it was a NATO operation in Grenada. It's not true. Just because Turkey wants to engage on behalf of Ukraine doesn't make it a NATO operation. The command has to come from NATO, and it has to be agreed upon for NATO to actually invoke Article 5. So that has not come to pass. So people need to calm down by saying that because Turkey did something that NATO's in this. NATO is not in this. It is very important to get your facts straight and make sure they are concrete. When you're talking about something as fragile as what we're going through right now, because the propaganda, the war propaganda that's coming out is decidedly one-sided, mm-hmm. I might say, and it may be our side. God bless them.
Finally.
You're right. Mm-hmm. But we've got to make sure that we know everything before we start shooting our mouths off about it. It's important, because otherwise you just become a propaganda tool of one side. Don't do that. Glenn Greenwald has a great article out this week about seeing these things with clear eyes. If we wouldn't have been talking to the Ukraine about joining NATO, mm-hmm. and if NATO wouldn't have looked at the Ukraine and said, yes, eventually we're going to make you a NATO member, we might not be here.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're talking about global political issues, don't go in there tunnel vision with something. Learn everything about both sides and don't make declarations that aren't founded in the facts.
Mm-hmm.
That's when bad things happen. So be sure that you're doing your homework mm-hmm. before you send that next meme on social media, before you advance something that sounds good and you want it to be good. Make sure it is good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Again, good morning to George the Godfather. We couldn't hook up with him on Saturday. He was on one side of the building, I was on the other. By the way, 18,000 people in between us.
I know.
All right. Hold on. I'm going to go to Mary. Okay, Mary, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Exactly what Frank was talking about. Information.
He beat you to it.
You really have nowhere to go that's reliable at all. Even the internet sources, when they went from analog to digital, everything can be altered, everything can be changed. You really don't know who to believe anymore. So I don't know where information is supposed to come from and where you get your sources. The only person I've seen that on the radio is geoengineeringwatch.org, who sources everything he puts out on the radio. Because you have to go to his website to see the actual documents.
Yeah, I've seen that, and I've also seen where he gets some of it, and he needs to be a little bit more careful, too.
Yeah, well, Glenn Beck also sources everything.
Yep.
So do we.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just all digital stuff can be manipulated.
Yep.
Even if you're looking at 40 trucks being bombed, that could be part of a video game, which was done earlier in the week with another explosion.
Did you see the battle combat video?
No.
Go look for it. You'll find it. I saw the satellite combat video of what they did. Go look for it. Okay, Mary, got to run. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I appreciate Mary. No, the satellite combat video, what they did to that convoy, is astounding.
You know, to her point, you know, there was a meme that was going around all weekend long about the ghost fighter, the fighter jet guy who shot, you know, allegedly shot down five MiGs or eight MiGs or whatever it was.
Yeah, whatever.
Straight from a video game.
Mm-hmm. And a bunch of helicopters, too, by the way.
Yeah, there's no truth to that whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
None. So this is what I mean by vetting your sources. Now, Mary says, who can you believe? It's not about believing one source. It's about consuming as much information as you can and divining the truth. That's where we live today.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just going to go to one source and say, this is what it is, then you're failing. You know, you've got to read both sides. You've got to read all sides, and you have to divine what is divinable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the facts are what they are throughout five or six stories, then you know that those facts remain constant, and that's probably the truth. But today, media is emotionalized and agendized, so everybody's got an angle that they're pushing. It's up to you to actually divine what the common facts are in all those stories so that you can put your idea of what you believe together. That's critical thinking skills. Mm-hmm. That's what's not being taught in the schools today.
No.
And that's why the world is in the state that it's in.
Mm-hmm. Now, Flip is saying good morning to us, so good morning, Flip.
Morning, Flip.
Yep, and I get you with what you're talking about with all of that stuff, because the thing of it is that when it comes to, and Eric is making a comment here, he said the United States calls in favors and paybacks also. I know they do, Eric, and I'm well aware of that because, you know, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Who said that years ago? Was that Nixon?
I'm sure it's been said all the way back in one form or another to the founding of the country.
Right, but I think he said it in a campaign thing or something like that.
Yeah, that's not a new idea in the political realm. It goes back to the Romans.
Well, one last thing, because we're going to run out of time right about now. The select Russian banks from the SWIFT financial system, where's that going to go real quick?
It's got to be all of them, not just the select one. If you don't have all of them, then they still have the wherewithal to do their financial transactions.
All right.
All Russian banks have to be affected.
I will talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Stay well, my friend.
All right, Frank Silvato, and we're going to break right now.
Matt Bruce here with Dave Moss Jr. Dave, I heard you're paying out a lot of money for pre-owned vehicles at Moss Nissan.
Captain Matt, there's so much demand right now for quality pre-owned cars that we're paying way over book value for every vehicle. And it's so easy. You can go to our website, just enter the VIN number, year.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, live and in living color, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland.
Good morning, Matt Bruce. Good morning, America. All right. Interesting day in sports yesterday, to say the least. Dal Larson wins the NASCAR Cup race there in Auto Club Speedway out in Fontana, California, the Fontana Club race. And he holds off Dylan and a couple other guys. So God bless Kyle for his victory and wish him well for the rest of the season. Daniel Suarez really was hanging in there till the end, but he got caught. So very interesting. And then in Indy car news, Captain.
Yep.
And Steve Pete, Florida, baby.
And a rookie.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Think he can come through. He's having a good few weeks, Mr. Penske Group, and God bless him. Your father doesn't have much time with us, I don't believe. He's in his late 80s, and he's hanging in there, and he's getting the witnesses before he meets his maker. And his son's doing a good job running the show.
Do you know who also ran in that St. Pete race yesterday? NASCAR driver?
Let the audience know, Captain.
Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson, baby. Yep. Yeah, that looks neat. They'd like to do both different things. Scotty McLaughlin scores his first career win. Mm-hmm. Let everybody know who it was. And good luck to him the rest of the year and hope he does well. In golf, this kid, Sepp Straka, he was a Georgia Bulldog player, Captain. And there's a lot of Georgia Bulldog golfers coming out now doing great on the PGA Tour. And he's the first Austrian to win on the PGA Tour.
Mm-hmm.
How ironic is that? You'd think you'd have some more. You know, when you think of Austria, you think of Mr. Arnold Schwarzenegger. At least I do. And
Arnold?
And there you
the
go.
The governor? I'm Arnold the governor.
There you go. It's funny. The career he had, you know, talking about himself, big guy, and, he made it happen. That was interesting. That tournament down there in Palm Beach, Daniel Berger, he shot lights out for the first three rounds, Captain. In the fourth round, he just blew up. He still had a shot there at the end. That just goes to show you, man, golf is a tough sport to, you know, keep rocking and rolling all the whole 4 days. That's something people don't realize. So just give him credit. Sean McVay is going to stay with the L.A. Rams. There was speculation that he might retire and go to the good old
Wait a minute. Do you know who retired yesterday?
Ali Marpet.
That's right. The center for the center for Tom Brady.
And guard. Very interesting. So, he was young. He's decided to retire. And, his health is good. If he feels that's best for him, I respect it. A lot of these guys are doing that now. They're making a good amount of money. They put it away if they're smart.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, hey, do I need to keep beating my body up? No. Yeah, I was a little surprised, but not totally, because a lot of guys are doing this now, and I don't blame them. So, but just getting back to Sean McVay, Captain, he's only 36. He was going to get offered like $17, $18 million a year to be a broadcaster. That's about the amount of money he's making coaching. I tell you, and broadcasting is not as big as grind, but I think he wants to just keep coaching because he loves it so much. So, very interesting. It's amazing the money that's going around, Captain. And that segues us to good old baseball. All these millions these guys are making, and we still have to have a strike. I don't understand it. I really don't.
Well, I don't. I don't either. But apparently, for the seventh day in a row, they walked out again, and they better get it done. They've already lost a week of the season.
Yeah. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, it's supposed to be today. It's the deadline to make it. You know, have an almost full season.
By the way, let's talk for a second about the first game of the NFL this year. It'll be played in Germany, and it'll be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against who?
I don't know, but
I know the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be the first game of the year, though, Captain, because normally they do that on Thursday night with the Super Bowl champion, which will obviously be the Rams. Playing probably, I'm going to say, San Francisco is what they like to do. They like to make it a rematch of the, NFC Championship or the AFC Championship, depending which conference is representing in the Super Bowl. So that'll be interesting how that plays out. But, yeah, the Glazers have never had a problem going over to Europe, because they do own the Manchester United soccer club over there. And Jacksonville also has been known to go over to there a lot. So it's kind of funny, the two Florida teams going over to the, the side of the...
By the way, there was a lot of talk over the weekend, or I guess it was over the weekend or last week, about expanding the college football playoffs. Nope. It's going to stay four teams through 2025.
Yeah. Not happy about that, Captain. They need to expand it. The NCAA again, you know, tribal rule with the, you know...
All right, well, club. We got a dash, so tell us how to get hold of you.
Okay, Cap. Well, give me a call anytime at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052, and I can help you out with any insurance needs you might have. Tomorrow, I will be at Mission Barbecue with Captain. I'll get there about 11:30. If you have any insurance questions, come on by, have lunch with the Captain, and ask me any questions, you know, you have. And it'll be nice to see everybody tomorrow. And God bless the audience, and I'll talk to you soon, Cap. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Patrick. We'll talk to you on Friday, and see you tomorrow. Okay, Patrick Kylan, the Sports Zone quarterback, and the Sports Zone insurance guy. All right, here we go. Caller's been waiting patiently. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning, Captain. Speaking of driving people, West Coast of Florida is a fog bank.
Really?
Slow down and drive safe. I've already seen state death squad outside of the town of Inglewood. That's about 50, 60 miles south of you there, Captain.
Yeah, now...
In the fog, somebody rear-ended somebody because they're in a hurry. I've seen the same people over and over. He's got his hands up there, and they're throwing him in, and the death squad's showing up. So that's the death.
Yeah. Wow.
Slow down, people. It ain't nothing. You know, if you're late, go to breakfast.
Now, that's 75 south?
No, it's in the outskirts of Inglewood.
Okay, all right, outskirts of Inglewood. Okay, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Poggy, you got to slow down. If you can't see, they can't either.
I know. And I've seen the same vehicle every day, and they're racing constantly. And he finally nailed somebody in the rear end.
Mm.
I think I saw bodies on the ground. I don't know. But there was like at least 12 vehicles, state troopers. So, you know, when that squad shows up, there's
exactly.
Death.
You're exactly right. All right. Thanks for the call, my friend. Take care. Take care.
Yep.
Drive safe. Okay. There you go. And from somebody that saw something. Okay. Let's see here. Don't forget today, Ukraine and Russian officials are meeting or have met for peace talks after Russia reportedly captured two more cities. However, the Russian military is at a stalemate in a lot of places right now. Because of communications, and the other part of it is because they're waiting to be resupplied, and their resupply units are behind them about 30 miles or so. They haven't caught up to them yet. We'll see how that all works out during the course of the day. So in the meantime, have yourself a great day. I will see those of you that want to stop by Mission Barbecue tomorrow. And in the meantime, remember, this program is all about we the people. We are Americans first. I am, anyway, an American first. And everything else comes after that. So don't forget, tell a friend. Say, hey, listen to this guy. He's on live, 2 a.m. I'll see you all tomorrow.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.